At the Nolan Center, people of all ages stroll down Christmas Tree Lane. One joking couple were enjoying the decorated trees before seeing Santa.
Tell me, what are your names?
I don't remember. No,
Jim and Judy Thompson.
Judy explained why the festive trees are here in the first place.
They have the tree decorating and they sell them for the hospice. That's how they make the money. Beautiful tree.
Christmas Tree Lane is a silent auction where people bid on the decorated trees for the hospice of Wrangell.
What's your favorite part about tonight?
The community. I'm so glad everybody from down south could get through. They made it, they opened it up and try to get back to normal. Not normal.
Janie Fritzinger and Colby Bell took their daughter to see Santa at the Nolan Center.
Are you here to see Santa?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what you are going to tell him?
I'm telling him all the stuff we got at our house.
All the stuff we got at our house, she said.
At times, Santa has a line of kids waiting to visit him, and his helper elf AJ directs them.
You want to sit by Santa and tell him what you want for Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
When I got the chance to talk with Santa, I had a question or two for him.
How was talking with everybody?
It was wonderful. Yeah, you just get to talk to people. I mean, you find out about people. It's just wonderful. And they open up to you for some reason.
After Santa's visit, people gradually gather on the streets in front of the town Christmas tree, anticipating the lighting. Fires burn in a few metal barrels that have images like candy canes and phrases like, "Go Wrangell Wolves," burned into the sides. Marshmallows, chocolate, and graham crackers wait on a table nearby for people to make s'mores. Clay Hammer tends to the fires, and he says the burn barrels were made for past events by a local man who updated them for the Christmas festivities.
One of the guys out at the Thai Hydra plant, he came in after hours and he built these barrels for us, and he decorated them up and everything. The originals had eventually burned through and weren't safe to use anymore, so he got in there and made these.
Hammer says that every year's Christmas tree festivities look a little different, depending on the weather.
It's kind of different in the fact that there's not a whole bunch of snow on the ground. It's kind of a warm tree lighting this year. Sometimes we've had people pulling sleds around with kids in them and everything and had them just be absolutely bitter cold. Sometimes it's raining sideways. Sometimes it's just like this. So you never know what you're going to get.
When everything is ready, Mayor Patty Gilbert calls for a remembrance for the landslide victims before the tree is lighted.
Welcome, Wrangell. The tree lighting ceremony is the beginning of our holiday season. But in light of our November 20th landslide, I would like to have Virginia Oliver offer a moment of silence in remembrance of those we lost.
After the moment of silence, Bryce Yancey is called up for a Christmas lighting countdown.
Bryce Yancey will light the tree if we have a proper countdown. So, Santa, help me. All right, everybody ready? Yes!
People continue enjoying the festivities by laughing, talking, eating s'mores, and shopping.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.